Hi everyone, welcome to episode 11 of the Brave Publicity Podcast. My name is Opeolu Adeyemi, the founder of Brave Publicity Inc. And today I will be talking about a very important topic that I call Not Forgotten. I'd like to start off by saying, what do you do when you feel forgotten by God? Like all of your prayers just bounce off the ceiling? Like all of your heart desires are not really met? You feel like your joy isn't really full. Yet you know this God. You know that the Lord God is so real, and this makes you feel annoyed sometimes because of your past experiences with him showing up and the reputation about the greatness of who he is. You see him in the little things, yet your deepest desires aren't really met. It's so hard because you can't seem to see him in tangible ways, yet you know he is real because you've seen him at work in others. Yet you feel like you are forgotten, like God has forgotten you. What do you do? I've studied the life of Joseph, and the Bible shows that Joseph's experiences and process was really hard. There were no records of God corresponding with him about his situation after he was sold out by his brothers. Yet, Joseph knew God was real. He understood the vision and the dream God had given him to be a great leader. Yet his immediate circumstances didn't seem like it, even though he could see God at work in the little things. He could see favor and a God blessing upon the work of his hands even as a servant, favor in the prison even as a prisoner. Yet I'm certain Joseph must have wanted better, not a big betrayal by family, his very own brothers, not a life as a slave when he belonged to a wealthy family, not a false accusation as a rapist, even when he was quite innocent. Yet his reputation was damaged. Then a prisoner for a crime he did not commit. He also watched others get free from the same prison he had been in for a long time, yet he was forgotten. The irony is, in the midst of this, his unique gift for the interpretation of dreams and the favor of God was still at work. That may have been a bit frustrating because Joseph could see God at work in the little things. He still knew that God was real. He knew who he served, yet he seemed stuck and imprisoned. But soon, the grand plan will become clear. God had positioned someone to save nations and preserve his own children, Israel, and the seed of salvation, Jesus, that would come through this people. It may have seemed like God was silent, but at work in the little things. This is often not a process anyone would want or pray for. Yet this was the painful and adverse process God will still choose for the one who needed to have access to greater resources and the knowledge and discipline required to stop grain for 7 years of famine from a prior season of 7 years of abundance. Prudence and good business decisions for multiplication is learnt by servants who could be easily discarded if performed poorly or made their masters lose business. Egypt was not the most pleasant place to be a servant. Heads rolled for many errors and failures. Also, as a prisoner, many have got to learn to survive, mastering the art of preservation and prudence in order to survive the harsh realities of a prison. Yet, this was the route God chose for Joseph, turning adversity, betrayal, and envy of his brothers into something greater. God didn't want this for Joseph. Yet he took this same sad situation and turned it into something much better. I believe that in the silence of this very trying season, Joseph must have had a lot of questions about his God, who he knew was so real, yet he seemed to have forgotten and forsaken Joseph. Yet in the end, it made sense, and it was all about a process, an equipping that was required for the future. So, if you're in a place where you feel forgotten and forsaken, know that you're not, especially if you believe in Jesus. His promises are true and he causes everything to work for our good. You've got to trust the process and ask God to strengthen your heart to go through anything you may need to go through for your purpose. Your process just may not be like everyone else. It may require much patience, time, and faith in God. If you're tired of praying, go back to the promises that God has spoken to you, especially those you've written down, and remind your heart that God is faithful to keep his promises, in time and on time, not necessarily at a time you may want. Worship and listen to melodies to encourage your soul, because sometimes you don't have the energy or the words, but some songs are so anointed for some seasons and speak volumes when you don't know what to say. Keep hope alive. He will come through, bigger and better than you dare hope. Joseph's transformation as second in command in all of Egypt came in a blink of an eye. From prisoner interpreting a dream and preferring a divine solution to second in command. It must have been like a dream. Yet Joseph's divine gift was the very thing God still used to make this happen. But beyond this gift, you must see that God had equipped him for that very moment, to lead in mastery for the task ahead. A painful process, even when it felt like God had forgotten him. Joseph kept hope alive and maintained a great attitude. He was careful about his appearing before Pharaoh. He cleaned himself up and changed his raiment, even when he had no idea what would happen. This was an excellent mindset and attitude, because he didn't let himself be consumed by the situation he had been in for so long and appear unkempt before the ruler of all Egypt. He fought to have a right mindset in the midst of all that. So be encouraged and keep showing up with your best. Keep a right attitude and mindset. Don't let any situation consume you that you look shabby or act careless. Keep at any good task or assignment before you. Stay diligent and faithful. Know that you are not forgotten, but are only being transformed and shaped for your great future and your purpose. You are not forgotten or forsaken. It's all working out together for your good. You see, you are loved. And I hope that this podcast has encouraged you. Maybe you're currently at a very hard place. I hope that these words you've listened to encourage your soul, encourage your mind, and give you strength to keep going and putting your best foot forward. In this season, in whatever season you may have going on in your life right now. And I hope that this has really been helpful. So if you have any questions, feel free to leave them on the website or on any of our social media platforms, and I'll be glad to respond at Brave Publicity. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.